and rearranges all these elements into something new and unforgettable. The Fall of the House of Usher was first published in 1839 in Burton's Gentleman's Magazine. Poe was just 30, a young man, yet already entering the final decade of his life. He slightly revised the story for his first collection, Tales of the Grotesque and Arabesque, published the following year. The last two stories in this volume both come from the pen of the same author, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. How It Happened is a very brief story, and simply chronicles the events leading to a car crash. And it's hard to say anything else about it without spoiling it for you if you don't already know the story. So I won't say anything else. I'll restrict myself to telling you that it was published in a collection called Danger and Other Stories, which was published in 1918. By contrast, Lot 249 is a very long story, almost feature film length, certainly the longest we've included in this series so far. Like the previous Conan Doyle story we recorded, The Ring of Thoth, it takes its inspiration from the mummies of ancient Egypt, and like The Ring of Thoth, it is often cited as an influence on Universal's movie The Mummy, starring Boris Karloff. Whereas the mummy in The Ring of Thoth was the centre of a poignant, timeless love story,